There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become something more.
So when they needed us, we could fight the battles
that they never could.
To Infinity War and beyond.
Welcome to the Infinity Warm-Up. We are so excited this week back to talk about Chapter 8, I believe, as we talk about Thor, the Dark World. And this week we have back Daniel and Megan. Welcome back, guys.
I'm back.
We missed you last week. Now we're sad that Jacob's not here this week.
Well...
Where's Jacob? I wish Jacob were here. In Thor, the Dark World, worlds collide when a powerful ancient enemy threatens to plunge the cosmos into eternal darkness. Now reunited with his love, Jane Foster, and forced to forge an alliance with his treacherous brother, Loki, Thor embarks on a perilous personal quest to save both Earth and Asgard from destruction. Which makes about as much sense
as the movie.
So, guys, what did you think of Thor,
dying.
The Dark World? We went dark.
Yeah.
We went dark.
In the world. I enjoyed it, and not just because of Chris Hemsworth.
I was going to say, you went hello as soon as he showed up with his hammer.
No, that was when he had his shirt off and I said hello. But no, that's not preventing me from liking Chris Hemsworth. I'm going to be a Christian and like Chris Hemsworth body.
He kind of went all Kylo Ren there. If you saw The Last Jedi, he's just sort of with his shirt off for no reason.
Okay, Kylo Ren looks so awkward.
Yeah,
there's so many memes made out of it. One of my favorites is like, Mom told me it's my turn to play the Xbox.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Hemsworth might be a bit of an upgrade. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I did like it. I was confused for the last, like, half hour because everything was happening at once. And this hammer was going to London and then it was going to...
They were all in London.
To space.
But then they
and
weren't.
Then, and then it... It was going everywhere and things were flying and I was like, okay. And then the man's soul was being detached and I don't know what's happening anymore. But the first bit was good. The last bit I was a bit lost, but I think in all Marvel movies I'm lost because, you know, but I haven't watched any, like, before this.
You watched it last week.
No, like, I mean,
you were
like,
here,
I mean, like,
been on multiple podcasts, Megan.
I mean, like...
You mean before we started doing this.
In depth,
right. Okay.
Well, this was a movie.
It was.
Yes.
So I thought I liked it. And then we started it. And I realized how much of the movie I did not remember.
You remembered one part.
I literally only remembered when
Malekith
broke into Greenwich, and that's it.
Okay, so you didn't remember it, but that doesn't mean... What did you think of it?
Obviously, very forgettable.
Do you still remember it? It's like you just saw it.
Well, yeah. It wasn't the best... I guess it also just wasn't the worst. I don't know. There's not really much to say about this. It was just kind of bland.
This can be a short episode.
I mean, it was better than Iron Man 2, so I'm happy.
Is it?
It was
better than Incredible Hulk.
No, it was not.
You're so angry.
I don't know why you hate that movie so much.
He does. I didn't even see it, so I don't know what you guys are talking about, but that's okay.
I'll lend it to you, and then you can enter into this conversation with Daniel's absurd hatred for the Incredible Hulk.
I mean, the villain in this one was, I don't know.
Malekith the Boring?
Malekith the Ugly. The White. The White. About halfway through the movie,
Malekith the Confusing?
About halfway through the movie, he was like, he's very white. I'm like,
I think he got lost on his way to Mordor.
Mordor. No, that was the other redheaded guy. Didn't he lose his way to Mordor too?
So we established there was a very Lord of the Rings feel.
Okay, this movie kind of brought in, like, aspects of, like, a bunch of different movies. Like, definitely, like, the elves, like, the dark elves being, like, the main, like, villains of this movie kind of brought in, like, that Lord of the Rings aspect. There was a lot of, like, spaceship fighting, so it brought in a lot of, like, Star Wars aspect. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of, like, trying to do a bunch of different things to kind of bring in people from, like, I guess, like, different, like, fandoms to like this movie.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. There's a lot of different aspects that seem to come into play. I don't remember hating this movie as much as I did today. Like, I have long-standing said that Iron Man 2 is the worst entry into the MCU. I think it's this. This was... I'm sorry, Megs. No, I hated this movie. No, it's fine.
I don't take
Megan's
any offense.
Like, shook.
No, I'm fine. I don't take any offense towards it. He's not saying he hates Chris Hemsworth, so I'm fine.
No, you know what? Hemsworth is actually the best part of these movies. Hemsworth is actually good in the role. Now, I haven't seen, like, Ragnarok yet. Oh, that's true. I can't believe I forgot about Loki.
I feel like it's maybe, like, all the characters play their part really well. It's just maybe, like, together, like, it's weird.
They haven't had a good villain. Like, this movie, to me, honestly, this movie just doesn't make sense.
No, you're
it
right.
It really doesn't. Like, I understand. It almost felt like a commercial for the Infinity Stones. That's what it just felt like, right?
It's weird, yeah.
Because it's like, oh, we've got this one, and now it's in Natalie Portman, and...
It's in...
Now it's... I don't... And this guy, and he wants it back, and he's mad that he doesn't have it, and he wants it. And Loki died, but then he didn't. And then he's there, and then he's... You're right. I think you guys... They have a really great cast, but they have no script. This one is a mess. And you're right. That ending fight scene...
I am confused.
I think it's supposed to be cool. Well, it is...
Wasn't though, like, they just teleported them.
It's
and
true.
There was just Thor and the one guy, like, hitting each other. Like, it wasn't really
okay. You really oversimplified it. They threw a car into one of them. They threw at one point the two people are in it, then they're making out in the next one, and then they're running here, and then they're in seven different realms as the circles start to go on top of each other. I had no idea what was happening.
There's the one guy from the beginning just looking up, and it's like, okay.
I actually feel bad. Now, again, like, I'm looking forward to seeing Ragnarok. I'm going to save seeing Ragnarok until we watch it, because...
It is a very good movie.
I'm going to wait to watch it until we watch it together.
I enjoyed Thor Ragnarok. Just
it was
thought
very funny.
Just thought I'd point that out. It was great.
It's interesting because Hemsworth has said now... I mean, obviously, we don't know whether his character is going to survive these Infinity War movies or the next two Avengers movies, but he has said he would like to keep playing Thor now that... They've done Ragnarok because they sort of felt like he found his character.
I think that's right.
I feel like that makes sense. He seemed, I feel like he seemed more, like, into it for Ragnarok.
And the villain is actually good. I like the villain.
The villain?
Is it?
It's a female, remember?
Oh, it's Hera.
Oh, yeah.
Hela.
I don't know if it's Kate Blanchett or, I know it's her, but...
We'll get there, guys. We'll get there.
Why don't we just talk about Ragnarok?
Yeah,
she's great.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like he did a better job in Ragnarok. I think it's just because he liked it more.
Yes.
So he wanted to, like, he was, I guess, more motivated to play a better part.
He's actually a really good comedian. I find him very, like, he himself is very funny. And I know that most people are, anybody listening, this is going to hate me for saying, but I liked the Ghostbusters reboot with
seen it.
You really?
I'm
wanted
surprised.
To see it.
I can lend it to you. I liked it.
I'm surprised you didn't see it because it has
McCarthy.
Yeah.
It's not like I love McCarthy, and I do like Kristen Wiig. I do like all the girls that are in it. McCarthy's probably my least favorite, but he's so...
Daniel's gonna shank you!
It's fine. But he's hilarious. Like, he's so good as the dumb receptionist in this movie, and he's just, like... his he's so much fun. But this one, it's interesting because in this one, in Iron Man 3, in this one, in the next one, the Marvel movies sort of take a darker, more serious tone. You know, because the next one is Winter Soldier, and then it goes to Guardians. So then it becomes like super silly, right? They've got flying, you know, talking raccoons and growing in trees.
Bad movies.
You don't like Guardians?
Not the first one, no.
Oh, okay.
Well, we will find out again when we watch it, won't we? That's what you thought. You liked this one.
I didn't. I couldn't remember if I liked it. I literally could not remember anything.
The man couldn't remember the movie. So this is
I think you said something, too, when you mentioned about Loki. I think Loki, by this point, had actually established himself as one of the most interesting characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like him.
He's so good. What is it that makes Loki so interesting? Why is he the saving grace? Actually, no, he's not the saving grace. He's the interesting part of anything he's in. Like, why?
I like his sense of humor. Like, I like his... He's really sarcastic. Like, it was when they were in the ship and she's asleep. Oh, is she dead? Like, it's just very...
Has she died?
Just so, like, flat. Just... I like his... Yeah, he's funny.
His sense of humor?
Yeah, he's very, like, witty. And he's, like, really quick with it, too.
Yeah, like, he doesn't think, like, he... Yeah.
It's like, you know, some people, like, do something and a second later he already has, like, a comment. Like, and I think it's also, like, he's not a villain, but he's also not a hero. Like, he's, like, an anti-villain, like what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, obviously, like, you know, he does villainous things. But there are times when he also does, like, heroic things. And they
is
may
there?
Not be, well,
in this one, just, I guess.
Yeah, but also in, well, you haven't seen Ragnarok.
Ragnarok, I know they form a team, and that was kind of, I know Avengers. It's, they call, yeah, I heard it was called Thordians of the Galaxy.
Was it?
The Revengers.
The Revengers?
That's literally what he called, he was like, we're the Revengers. And Valkyrie was like, the Revengers.
Yeah, Valkyrie was disgusted.
But I don't know, like, he does, like, you know, some good things. He obviously mainly does bad things, but it's like, you know, what's it called? Even in Avengers, like, I found he wasn't, like, such a bad guy. Like, it's, I don't know, it's weird. I think it's just mainly interesting because I never see him as, like, such, just, like, a villain. I'm not like, oh, you know, he's the villain of this movie. He's just, like, he's the bad guy of the movie, but he's not, like, the villain.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the first Thor, in Avengers, he takes on more of a central role as the villain. I mean, he's clearly the villain of the Avengers.
Yeah.
In the Avengers, he just is, because he's the one that opens the gate and all this stuff. But they're
technically not.
Isn't
he has people do it for him.
He does?
He has a Eric Selvig.
Oh, Selvig. Yeah,
whatever.
You're right.
He's
right.
Technically the one.
Eric was
it.
Also in a good part of the movie. He was funny.
Yikes.
I think these Thor movies require more humor than some of the other ones.
Yes.
Like, the Iron Man films are funny, but they're not comedies.
Yeah.
And Captain America have humorous moments, but again, not comedies. The first Thor works because it's kind of silly. The second and the third one, apparently, is amazing.
It's hilarious.
Because it's just
very,
very,
it's
very
really,
funny.
It's
like,
really
it's a
funny.
Pure comedy.
Yes. Well... There's some action there, too, but comedy's there as well.
Right.
Definitely comedy.
But it takes more of a center stage. The Guardians of the Galaxy do that as well, right? Like,
it's
the action is sort of the backstage to the jokes, if you will, right?
Yeah.
But I also think, too, with Loki, one of the other things about him is you know, he's got a quick wit, but I also think he seems to care about things.
Mm-hmm.
Which not a lot of the other characters have that fleshed out. Like, this this villain in this movie is so horrendously bad. Like, yeah, I can't...
He kind of is.
Oh.
I mean, I can't get over, like, Jump Rope for Heart Boy in Iron Man 2.
Whiplash. You mean with Jump Rope for Heart?
That's what Daniel called him, and I'm using it, okay?
Okay.
I just can't get over that man. I just can't. His weapon was ropes. I can't.
They were electric ropes.
I'm sorry.
But at least with him, they tried. Okay, this guy felt like insert stock villain number 6 in this. Like,
This guy really didn't do anything.
He
until
didn't.
He had the, like, devil.
Devil.
Does he do anything then? What is his end
like,
game?
He tickles the air.
What?
He's got the air tickles. Is that?
What do you do as a villain? I tickle the air.
He just goes like this.
So, I mean, that's all he does,
it's
really,
true.
Is the air tickles. The air tickles from hell. What is he trying to accomplish? I don't even know. Does he want to rule the universe?
Does he want to rule
Greenwich? Like, yeah. What is he? It's like, finally, London will be mine.
Why Greenwich?
Greenwich? I love Greenwich. It's right up there with Superman. I can't tell you anything about this guy.
Yeah.
Other than that, he flies in a giant sword.
And then there's Rock Boy. I don't know what his name was.
Well, I don't think Rock. I'm okay with Rock Boy because Rock Boy was basically henchman number one, right? Like every guy needs a henchman, like
it's
who's
true.
Bigger and tougher. That's fine.
The language I found was very like it was like some languages like you listen, you're like, ooh, that's cool. This one, I was just laughing.
You hear this? This is racist. You hear what she's saying? She's judging them based on their language.
It was weird.
From Malekith the Accursed.
From Malekith. It was weird. Like you know, they said words that were.
Kablak nik mufluf.
That's.
Oh my goodness. But no, but it was
That's
weird.
Okay because they went to planets like Svartalbarf and
Anaheim.
And Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Mannheim? Van
I can't remember.
Mannheim? No Mannheim. No.
So we established that language was a bit of a barrier here.
I just thought it was weird. They say everything so seriously, but I couldn't take it seriously because of the way, like, it just...
Because their language? It just sounds...
It
you
just
know,
sounds...
It sounded like Klingon. If you've ever watched any Star Wars movies, it sort of sounded like a bit Klingonese, which is sort of like angry barking in many
yeah.
ways. It is, I swear.
It really is.
My Blu-ray here says that Thor the Dark World is bigger, better, and epic. I just can't imagine. I just don't know what movie they were watching.
Maybe they accidentally watched the first one.
Or maybe this is like the middle of a sentence. You know, sometimes they take quotes out of a context. It's neither bigger nor better nor epic.
That's but they just true. Took the big
took
words.
Yeah, that's right.
The good words.
But with Loki, he's actually kind of, going back to Loki, he's actually sort of fleshed out. Like, there's, his character is sort of complicated, and I think that's what I like about him, you know?
I think out of everyone, he's the one that kind of has the most to him. Like, with Thor, it's just kind of like, oh, he's the hero. With this villain, it was like, oh, he's there. With Jane Foster, it was like, oh, she's the love interest. This time, something's wrong with her, though. Like, Loki, like, had, like, more depth to him. Like, there was more to him than just, like, oh, like, you know, he's, like, a sidekick or he's, like, the, like, little brother. Like,
yeah,
he was, like,
yeah.
There was more to him, which I think that's what everybody likes.
Well, I think, and I would argue, too, you said that Thor is just the hero. I think that this was the movie that tried to flesh out Thor a little bit. Because calling it The Dark World, and it's very much a film that seems to let Thor... explore his bad side, if you will, or at least the few if you think about it, I don't know, at least that's what I saw. Like he's disobeying his or he's committing treason, he's doing these things. Yes, Idris Elba is very good in pretty much everything he does, and Natalie Portman is fine.
She was there.
But they didn't give her anything to do. Like,
other than be possessed by a thing.
I want to come back to that thing on Thor. Because you know one of my thoughts was at watching this is I wonder what this movie would have looked like after Me Too. After the Me Too movement. Because all the women in this movie are nothing to do.
Yeah.
Sif is the closest one that does anything.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Well... Yeah. Thor's mom fights for
she does
and then
dies.
And she gets shanked with a sword.
She gets shanked. Jane Foster sits there waiting for Thor to do something.
Darcy yells at Jane.
Darcy runs around with an intern and makes out with him when he saves her life by throwing a car. The intern throws a car. Like, the female characters in this film are not strong. Are not strong. And I hate saying that about any, especially Natalie Portman, who I adore and love. But I just don't think she's playing off Thor in this movie. It's
She's kind of just there.
In a lot of ways, she is. She's been waiting for Thor, and he shows up, and then she slaps him, and he says, "Oh, by the way, I've been fighting the realms," and she says, "Oh, well, that's a good reason." And then he takes her home to Mama, and.
Mama. Come home to Mama.
I'm never saying that word again.
Mama?
No.
Mama.
But <Daddy. laughs> I want to go back to Thor for easy. I want to go back to Thor for a minute because I think this movie was trying, albeit I would say unsuccessfully, to talk about what it means to have a dark side. Thor says at the end of the movie that the darkness changes you.
You
were asleep by that point. Do you think that it did that successfully? Do you think that that was is that something that you noticed in the film?
I really don't think that they did the whole he's has that dark side. They didn't do that well because all he did was just kind of go against what his father said. Everybody once in a lifetime, obviously disobeys their parents. So it's not disobeying your parents makes you this dark person who's crazy. It's they didn't do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think Iron Man 3, the one we watched.
That was the last one.
That was the last one. I think they did a better job there, showing the dark side of Tony, I think they did a really good job in that movie. In this movie, I agree with Dan. I didn't really see it.
Yeah.
It was very, I was confused for most of the movie, but
I was too.
I know I should have gotten it, but I really didn't. I agree with that. I don't think it showed very well.
I think they tried. And even the fact that Jane has this evil within her and she doesn't do anything with it. She just sort of gets sick.
And
it's
they don't even really show it. She zaps people twice and that's it.
Yeah, by accident.
Yeah.
They touch her arm and then pew.
And she's asleep for
20 minutes of the movie.
Every time she leaves, someone dies in that movie.
True.
Every time
every
time she steps out to go to the bathroom,
Thor's mom dies.
Thor's family dies.
Thor's family just.
If I was Thor, I would not let her out of my sight just for that very reason.
Literally, because I'd be worried I'd die. You leave me, I die. Maybe that's why he likes her.
It could be.
Please kill my family.
No, that's not what I meant.
Please use the washroom.
I think there are so many things that could have been interesting in this movie. Even the point where Thor is talking with his dad, and his dad is talking about getting revenge, and he says, "How are you different than Malekith?" I don't know if you picked that up. And they didn't explore it. To me, I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. Maybe his dad, they're exploring his dad's dark side, the revenge, right? And that was it.
And then the dad just walks away. And
The dad's just like, "Oh, you know what makes us different? I'm gonna win."
That was it. That was the difference.
That's not a difference.
That
it's just
a good move.
There was a lot it was interesting to me that they get peace in the realms by conquering them. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but in the opening scenes, he battles the nine realms to get them back in line. It's just. Man, there were so many interesting things that this movie could have done. Even the fact that I liked the line that Thor said. Maybe we can talk about this. Maybe there's something to this. Something. I throw it to you.
Something.
He says, "I'd rather be a good man than a great king." At the right when he's talking with his dad at the end of the film. Daniel was asleep. Oh, yeah, who is his quote dad? Because, of course, Loki even made that more interesting. And you know what? I got to get this off my chest, too. This is one of the things that really bugs me about Thor movies so far, the ones I've seen. They end it with this interesting ending and then never explain how they fixed it. Because the first one ends, they've destroyed the Rainbow Bridge and the teleporter or whatever, you know, the one from Mario Kart.
Oh my goodness, I was thinking that the whole time!
Rainbow Road.
Heimdall and
that's
all this.
That's why they said Yoshi.
That's why he says Yoshi.
Gosh!
But they destroy the Rainbow Bridge and Loki is falling into the pit of nothing. And then he shows up in the Avengers and he's good. He's good.
He's cool.
Thor comes flying out of nowhere and he's good. And then the movie ends and okay, so Thor's fine. That's fine. But then again, this one, Loki's on the throne pretending to be Odin. And I think I don't think they mention it in Ultron either. I don't think they mention it in Age of Ultron. I think he says, I had some issues with my brother or something like that. They never explain it. It's like, the bane of my existence.
Steve is dying inside.
Well, don't give me a hook if you're not going to give me a fish later. That's a terrible analogy, but...
Jesus will give you fish.
There it is. 10 loaves and 2 of fish.
2 of fish.
10 fish, 2 loaves?
Two of fish.
This pastor forgot his biblical analogy. 5,000 of both. Go back.
Bread and fish.
What do you think he means when he says, I'd rather be a good man than a great king?
I think he might be saying that because he's seen how, like, his father, like, rules Asgard. And obviously a lot of people look up to Odin as, like, a great king. So I think he just means that, like, he'd rather be, like, you know, like, how he is now than, like, how his father is. Because obviously, like, as we've seen when he's like, oh, what makes you different from Malekith? He sees that his dad's not as good as everybody thinks that he is. So I think he's mainly kind of doing that to kind of, like, you know, put salt in the wound of, like, his father. Like, you know, I'd rather be who I am than be like you.
But his dad seems proud of him, actually, at that point,
well,
doesn't
he? Well, that was
Loki. Right, of course. Yeah, that actually makes more sense.
Yeah.
What do you think, Megs?
I don't know now, because
Jacob would know the answer to that.
Because it makes a whole difference.
Jacob, where are you? Sorry, go ahead.
At a Leafs game, or what word?
Yeah,
Leafs game. But no, I think it makes it harder that at that point, Loki is Odin, so I'm confused. Because at that point, that's when he says it, and I'm confused.
Right, again, it doesn't make sense. But even though it is Loki, he doesn't know it's Loki, so he thinks he's saying it to his father. So I think it's interesting that, you know, the idea that his quote-unquote father is proud of him, but that gives context why Loki would find it appealing.
Yeah.
But what does Thor mean when he says it?
I don't know. I'm confused now. This whole movie's made me confused now.
Megan's like, let's go watch The Avengers.
I like The Avengers. It's good. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think Daniel covered it pretty well. Daniel knows things.
Daniel's back. Yeah, I think it's something to be said, too, like you said, about his father's role. I think that they were trying... I think they really wanted to try and explore this idea of what it means to live in your darkness. Even when Thor says to him, "Do you trust me?" And Loki says to Thor, "Do you trust me?" And Thor says,
"Would you trust you?"
Yeah, and he says, "Trust my rage."
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he says that at one point, "Trust my rage." So there seems to be this idea that in order to solve their issues, they need to unleash their dark side. And I think it goes towards that. I'd rather be a good man than a great king, because maybe, like you said, his father, to be that great epic king, there is that dark side to him, you know?
He said you'd sacrifice all of Asgard. He was like, I'll sacrifice all of Asgard until we win, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that he wants to win pretty badly.
Yeah, which
is... And he'd kill for it. Literally.
Well, and he says, well, what separates you from Malekith at that point? And the answer is, you're more interesting. That's but not by much.
But it, you know, in scripture we talk a lot about light and the dark, and you know, the idea that if we live in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. If we live in the light just as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And this idea of living in the light is a qualification of being a good man, because Jesus is the light. So maybe that's it. It's better to be a man who can sleep at night and a man who can live in a way that is of honor. And actually, he says that Loki died of honor, and that sort of, isn't that all that matters? I think he says something like that. To that effect.
I think something along the lines of that, I think.
Rather than somebody who has conquered many worlds, I suppose. On the other hand, it just might have been a poorly written line in a poorly written movie. Yeah.
Very true, too.
And I remember when this came out, everybody talked about how much better it really was than the first one. And I guess it was, in a sense of it tried to tell you a bigger story. But I like the first one. The first one's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's silly, but it knows it's silly. I really like how in the first like series of Avengers films, there are all these guys, it seems to be, with promise of, I promise I'll be back, and then they're cut. And it's by the second one, Rhodey, oh, see ya. Ed Norton, I'll see ya. And somehow, we get Malekith, the accursed, but that's okay.
Malekith.
Anything else you guys want to talk about with this movie before we shut it down?
Can we shut the movie down?
I mean, it's not in theaters anymore, so I mean, I guess that's a plus.
It's not in theaters. It's had a really long run. It's been in there for about 4 years now. It's very, very popular.
Yeah.
It's one theater in West Texas. That's what it is. It's
West like, Texas.
In Svartalbarf. Svartalbarf on the sixth realm.
Steve's having a stroke again.
I can't say that word.
Steve Stroke Part 3.
Oh, man. Well, it's okay. I want to comfort you both, because the next film is Captain America, the Winter Soldier. And
I like Captain America. He's good.
Yes. He's one of the best parts of this movie, ironically. We didn't talk about the Captain America cameo. I didn't say it was a great movie. I said it's one of the best parts.
Okay.
Even dog food has the occasional M&M in it, all right? So that's...
What dog
no,
food?
It doesn't, because what? Dogs can't dog. Eat chocolate.
What dog food are you eating?
All right, it's been...
Why is Steve eating the dog food?
Wow.
Because he was the one...
The dark world has really messed me up,
man. Because he was the one who mentioned the M&M. Why would her dog mention the M&M?
And actually, chocolate kills dogs, so that's not really healthy either. I'd like to apologize to all our listeners.
All the dogs out there. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Just the three of us that had to watch. Yes. No dogs, no animals were harmed, but the three of us
are very harmed.
We've been harmed by the dark world.
We've been shanked.
Shanked like one of the many Lokis, and Thor's mom.
What's your name?
Oh, Frida.
Frida.
Isn't that a chip?
Not a Frido. Not Fritos.
It's like a not Frida. No, it's Frida.
Oh man,
or Frida.
We got to wrap this up, man. We got to wrap this up. So we will be back with Chapter 9, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. That will be next week. So thank you all for listening. I have no reminders. So tune in next week when we get to Chapter 9. Daniel or Megan, take us out.
Don't watch it. Bye. To Infinity War. Maybe be watching.